Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. Over the course of the coronavirus and the quarantine and no professional sports teams have been able to play within their leagues, we have still had sports, okay? After things started to settle in a little bit and we're all watching Netflix and chilling and watching The Last Dance and all this stuff, whatever, MMA, UFC, they said, you know what? We feel like we can have this thing controlled and people will not get ill. People will not get sick. The virus won't spread. And for the most part, I feel like they've done a phenomenal job. And here to talk some MMA tonight is TJ DeSantis, host for UFC Fight Pass. And check out his show, Extra Rounds, which comes on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page. He's also an announcer for Invicta Fights, a producer for several MMA podcasts. Give him a follow on Twitter at TJ DeSantis. And he joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Hey, TJ, man, it's been a few months, but how you been?
Oh, man. I mean, where do we even begin to catch up, Mr. Lake? Like, some things have happened since we last spoke.
It sounds like it, man. Well, tell me a little bit. Give me some background before I got some MMA questions to throw at you. Give me some background on Extra Rounds. Tell me a little bit about this, and it comes on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. on UFC Fight Pass Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm the Facebook page of UFC Fight Pass. It's basically a radio show. We do interviews, you know, talk to some of the athletes that are fighting in the UFC either that weekend or the weekend prior, and kind of just get, you know, into the stories as they happen with the athletes that it involves. And then we also take listener calls and things like that. But, you know, I got into radio, like, because I, you know, I'm not an attractive person, but they keep turning radio into television. And, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it, but, you know, I make do.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You got to give yourself more credit, man. I mean, throughout the years, you've evolved, man. You've gotten in better shape.
Yes, that's true. I was just going to say, if evolved means, like, getting older and uglier, yes, I've definitely evolved. You know, round is a shape, too, so I've gotten into shape, yes.
Hey, by the way, you are currently, correct me if I'm wrong, but are you in Kansas City to announce some Invicta fights this week?
Yes. I'm in the, you know, preliminary stages of the protocol process that we have here for COVID-19. So I got into town yesterday at 3 p.m. I took my COVID-19 test at about 3:45, and the test results are supposed to come back within 24 hours. Unfortunately, mine have been delayed until tomorrow morning. So I've been sitting in this hotel room pacing for literally, like, I don't know, 29 hours. It's been a little rough, especially when I look outside. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. A little humid, but it's a nice day outside, and unfortunately, I was not able to partake.
Okay, so let's stay there for a second, because this is the first time that we've talked since COVID-19. And I think that UFC and across MMA, they've done a phenomenal job of taking care of the fighters and really just making sure that they do a good job of testing. I don't know, how many events have you been a part of since COVID-19 hit?
This is my first one, actually. Oh, but
okay, this is your first one. Is this your first time being tested?
So I got sick about a month ago and, you know, had a fever. Didn't have necessarily the respiratory issues that go along with COVID, but I went to the doctor and got tested, and they gave me the nasal test, which My goodness, Henry, it is terrible. Like, you don't
I've done
want
it.
That
I've done
oh,
it.
Okay. It's the worst. It's the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, no, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, I don't know. So I have a broken nose, or I had a broken nose, and my septum is a little bit off. So they had to, like, basically treat that thing like a jackhammer to get it into my sinus. I would have rather just had the septum surgery to fix it right then and there. But, no, it was
So yours is a little bit more complicated, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit. And thankfully, here at Invicta this week, it was the oral test. So I didn't have to, make a new path to my sinus or anything like that this week. But, yeah, so this is my first event. I have two more this month, and I would be lying if I said that the protocols that are in place are fun and enjoyable. They're not. I mean, I haven't seen another human being in almost 30 hours, but you got to do what you got to do. And, mixed martial arts is one of the few sports, I think, that can really be promoted and put on in a way where it is really done in a safe environment. At the end of the day, you need two athletes, a referee, three judges, and two inspectors. And the rest of the staff can essentially be, put on the sidelines and kept away from everybody, and that's what we're doing.
Yep. Give him a follow on Twitter, at TJ DeSantis, announcer for Invicta Fights. He's in Kansas City right now, quarantine, ready, leading up to the fights that occur on Thursday night. Also host for UFC Fight Pass. Check out the show Extra Rounds Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page. So, how much do you think that MMA and boxing, because boxing's been on a lot, at least a couple of nights a week, have benefited with being in the spotlight for the last 5 or 6 weeks without all the other professional sports leagues going?
You know, I don't have numbers in front of me, and I don't know if like ESPN has really released any of the pay-per-view buy rates or anything like that. But I will tell you that about 3 weeks ago, I was watching virtual NASCAR racing on ESPN. Okay, so if I'm watching virtual NASCAR racing, I think people are ready for fights. I definitely have been ready for fights. And I think that there are a lot of people talking about MMA now, in social media and things like that, more than they have in the last few years. And that's because we're all stuck at home. A lot of people are stuck sitting there trying to find something to kill the time. And, they're stumbling upon MMA for either the first time ever or definitely for the first time in a while, and I think the sport has definitely benefited from those new eyeballs.
Yeah, there's no question in my mind. I think that MMA and boxing has benefited. And the reason why I say that, TJ, is because, people know about Jon Jones, okay? People know about Conor McGregor. But I think where they benefited is all of the other people, right? All of the other fighters that maybe don't have that name recognition. I think that that's where the sport has gotten so much good press here over the course of the last month and a half or so, couple of months.
Yeah, and I think that is a testament to Dana White, the president of the UFC. He looked at COVID-19 almost as, a personal challenge in a lot of ways. And, there are some things that he has done. He's been very aggressive that people, criticized. He tried to put on a show in California on a Native American reservation, and that got shut down. And, I would be lying if I said that I thought that was a great idea for him to do that. I don't think it was, but ultimately it didn't happen. And that forced him to come up with the protocol that he's had the UFC, follow. And I think they've done a great job. They've had some positive COVID tests. I think that's the most important thing when you look at what the UFC's done. They've had positive tests and have limited the spread. Not one fighter has tested positive from exposure to another athlete or crew member from the UFC. They've really controlled that and put everyone in a safe environment. Where, I think that is probably the clear, most clear example you could have of your protocol working. When you have people that are in place that have tested positive, but you've removed them from the bout and made sure that there was no exposure and no one's, tested positive outside of that. I mean, this is one of the most infectious diseases that the world has ever seen. And the UFC has been able to put on shows with people that have come to their shows testing positive and have, really snuffed it out immediately. And I think that's why I think I'm here at Invicta this weekend, because the UFC has shown, look, you can, limit the interaction between people to such a point where you can have people with it and others don't contract it, and you do the proper, you know, things and the proper procedure, we can have live sports, live events, live fights.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I was one of those individuals that I gave Dana White some grief and some flack for it initially, but I give him credit now. I think he's done a pretty darn good job with how everything is kind of played out. Amanda
right,
Nunes.
Go ahead. Real quick, Henry, because on Dana White and his approach to things, the sort of, I don't want to say recklessness, but the aggressive approach that he had at the beginning where, you know, it drew criticism, that same approach, I think, is why the UFC is, you know, on the track that it is right now with COVID-19, and honestly, why the UFC as a whole has been successful. You have to be the type of personality that Dana is to be in this business, and if you're not that type of personality, largely, I don't know if fight sports is the right industry for you. And Dana, love him or hate him, at the end of the day, we're always saying, dang, man, he did a good job.
Yep. Amanda Nunes, she's such an incredible fighter. Best female MMA fighter that I've seen. How far, though, is the gap right now between her and the next best female contender?
I don't even know who the next best female contender is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason why I'm asking you, because you know a whole hell of a lot more about this than any of us out here. So that's the reason why I'm posing the question to you.
Yeah. There's one athlete at 145 that I think would be intriguing for Nunes to fight in the UFC, and that is Megan Anderson, former Invicta champion. She unfortunately lost to Felicia Spencer a little over a year ago. Felicia is the athlete that Amanda just beat in the UFC. Megan Anderson versus Amanda Nunes would be a fun fight. I would like to see that happen. At 135, there's a couple of names that Nunes has not fought yet that are in the top five, top ten. Irene Aldana is one of those fighters. She has a fight coming up. The other is Juliana Pena, who had a long layoff. Both of those fighters are very talented and can truly beat anyone on any night, but it's a stretch for me to say that they have a clear shot to beat Nunes at 135. I mean, both of those athletes have probably come in anywhere from 4-1 to 7-1 underdogs. And I mean, it's bad when you look at Amanda Nunes. She's so good that it actually hurts her division. Think about that. Like, think if there was a baseball team that was so good that people didn't care about the playoffs. You know, like it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
You're right, man. I mean, you're right. That's a different way that you can look at it and approach it. She's that damn good. Speaking of that damn good, man, that Poirier Hooker fight was so good. Was that the best fight of the year to date?
Oh, I think so. Unfortunately, when it comes to mixed martial arts, though, we're really reactionary. It's like, you know, that old saying, you're only as good as your last fight.
Yep.
I think that's because we only remember the last fight. You know, there's so many fights in a year that it's hard to remember fights from the early part. I would say that Zhang Weili, she's the strawweight champion of the UFC. She had a fight with Joanna Jędrzejczyk earlier this year. That was a clear front runner. I think it got surpassed by Poirier and Hooker, but I don't know. We're going to have a real tough debate between those two fights, I think, towards the end of the year, and you know, hopefully there'll be a few more contenders that get on that short list. But yeah, Hooker and Poirier was definitely something special.
We're talking to T.J. DeSantis here on Late Night News Talk, A30WCCO. A couple of final questions for him. Who is pound for pound the best fighter on the planet right now, in your opinion?
Oh man, that question, especially when it comes to mixed martial arts, there are a lot of factors that are involved that aren't necessarily skill related. You know, a lot of people point to things that like Conor McGregor has done as why he's one of the most marketable, successful, and sometimes pound for pound great athlete. Obviously, it's not McGregor. He needs to win a few fights to get back in that conversation. I think it's John Jones. The reason I bring up the intangibles is because Jones has been his own worst enemy. He's got one loss on his MMA career. It was basically due to a foul that he committed, which is really kind of a not a real foul. You're not allowed to throw elbows from a 12 to 6 angle, which would be ceiling to floor, straight up and down. It's a rule that is rarely enforced because it's like a perfect circle. You can't really draw a perfect circle. You can't really throw an elbow from the ceiling to the floor. But it's fitting because when you look at some of the extracurriculars that John has been involved in, hit and run, you know, drunk driving, DUIs, things like that, they've really been his only blemishes on his career, and he's his own worst enemy. I think the only person in the world that can beat John Jones is John Jones, and unfortunately, he's done a pretty good job of defeating himself on multiple occasions. But when you look at who's the most dangerous fighter on any given night, who can beat anybody on the planet, it's John Jones.
Gotcha. I got you. Final thing, and then we'll let you go. You know, a year ago, I'm on my way out to Vegas, and I'm there for NBA Summer League, but I also attended the UFC card there. And heading into the sports book, or on my way leaving my hotel room, I stopped by one of the sports books because prior to me going to Vegas, I asked you who is someone potentially that might be, you know, somebody that you could look at and pull off an upset. You gave me Masvidal, and he absolutely did. That was the knockout of knockouts. I can't even. Was it Ben Askren? Was that who he fought? I think that night.
Yeah, Ben Askren, and it was the quickest knockout in UFC history.
Yeah, and you called it. You said I could see that happening. Okay, so knowing that, and knowing that you know so damn much about the sport, and you got so many great relationships with fighters and all the people that are a part of UFC and MMA and in the community, give me the name of a fighter off the radar that I should pay attention to for the future. And the example that I want to give here is, like, I saw a young lady named Angela Hill fight, I want to say about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and I was impressed with her. And quite frankly, I felt like she got robbed in the match that she lost. But I'm not saying that she's like a star right here tonight, but I feel like over the next maybe year or so, maybe she will develop into being somebody that's special. So give me the name of a fighter that off the radar you say, you know what, maybe not now, you guys know who she is or he is, but maybe in the next year or two, this person could be somebody special.
Angela Hill, former Invicta FC champion, by the way. So you could be on that train prior to her UFC run, but she's a great fighter. The name that I would say right now is Alex Perez. He's a fighter that just fought recently in the UFC. He beat Jussie Formiga, who at one time was the best flyweight in the world. Perez beat him, stopping him in the first round with a TKO due to leg kicks. And when you're stopping, you know, one of the best fighters that have ever fought in the division with leg kicks, you're pretty dang good. And he's not even a striker, Henry. Like, he is a top shelf wrestler. Probably could have gone further in his wrestling career, but decided to get involved in mixed martial arts. I called one of his early fights in California, and he was fighting so he could get book money for his college textbooks. And it's worked out well for him because now he's in the UFC. But I really think that he is one person that makes the noise, especially in this 125-pound division, which is wide open now that Henry Cejudo, the UFC champion, former gold medalist, I guess, once a gold medalist, always a gold medalist in the Olympics. But he's hung up his MMA gloves, and that position, I think, is open for the taking for a lot of fighters. I think Alex Perez could very well be, you know, the guy holding the title at 125 maybe a year from now.
His name is TJ DeSantis. Give him a follow on Twitter, at TJ DeSantis, announcer for Invicta Fights. He's got a car coming up here on Thursday, produces several MMA podcasts. But most importantly, check him out tomorrow night, host for UFC Fight Pass show called Extra Rounds, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page. Hey, TJ, continue success, my man, and we will talk to you a little bit later this summer.
Thanks, Henry. I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it. TJ is saying he's one of the best in the business.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.